Guess who's back again? Jay Lee Graham, Friday, March 15th at about 7:35 p.m. Pacific. Beautiful weather here on the left coast. It is plus 12. However, I heard it's also very nice on the east coast. Not a lot of sports activity tonight. I guess decent NBA. Well, NCAA basketball's big weekend. I will be off to Vegas on Wednesday for the first 4 days of that tournament. St. Paddy's Day Sunday could be a bit of a debacle there, but we shall see. And I actually bought some cans of Guinness. So I'll pour one out here, my first drink of the day. So I'm also happy about that. Of course, work's been stressing me, so drank a bit too much this week. But I'll let that settle. There is a nice can of Guinness. Last week was a mixed bag, unfortunately, here for Jay Lee Graham. J1 minus 2.88 units. J2, on the other hand, was a perfect 3 for 3 plus 3 units. J3 minus 0.505 units. So we're a little bit down. I think J1 and J2 basically cancel each other out, and then slightly down on J3. And the cup action, which was brief, was, I believe, a little bit down too. That is all on the Twitter feed. I actually like a decent amount of plays here. So we should probably get into it. There is a bunch of teams. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe. Actually, I never checked Sapporo. Anyways, okay. The first game I like here is the first one on the card, 9 p.m. East or 9 p.m. Pacific. I like FC Tokyo on the road at Fukuoka plus 0.25 goals. That is 1.825, so we're going to do a unit to win 0.825 units. That's FC Tokyo plus 0.25 goals. They are off to a slow start. Draw, draw, loss. 4 goals for, 5 against Fukuoka. Draw, win, draw, but they've only got 2 goals for, 1 against, but nice little tidy start from them. So I like FC Tokyo to keep it close here, and if they're giving you the 0.25 goals, I am going to take it. So there is bet number one. Sapporo, who I also didn't realize has not scored, we are going to go with them as well here. I like the money line, but because I've been down so much in J1, I'm not going to... I mean, it would be a nice way to get some units back. You know what? Actually, what if I do... Man, this could actually be... might get into some trouble here. Let's see if they are... over half a goal is minus 300. Okay, so they are expecting them to score today. I don't know. Like, part of me likes the over here as well. I wonder, actually, could they score... What's it even if they score? Plus 162 to score twice. They haven't scored all year. I think that's a bad bet. It's too low, in my opinion. So I have them as a pick here, which is two. So one unit to win 1.05. So 2.05 Asian handicap. So we're going to take them there. We're also going to take them on the money line, half a unit at plus 190. 0.5 units. The total, again, I actually do like the over here, but I don't know how you can trust a team who hasn't scored a goal to start the year in 3 games. So, 2 bets on Sapporo at home to get out of this funk to start the season. This one's juiced, but I mean, like, they've got to score. I mean, we've got Nagoya on the road against Kashiwa. Nagoya is also goalless, 5 against, but unlike Sapporo at minus 300 to score, they are minus 163. I know it's juicy, but we are going to take that to hopefully the bank. Verdy Niigata, Verdy 3 goals, 4, 5 against, and Niigata only 3 goals, 4, 2 against. So both very low scores for the first 3 games of the year. So what are we going to do? We are going to take it over. We're going to do over 2 goals, 1 unit to win 0.875. So that is a bunch of J1 plays. I am not doing well there. These are not forced. I honestly like all those plays. J2, our best league, I actually only like one play, and that is Mito Hollyhock, minus 0.25 at 2.05 odds. I like them to win. This is just protection if they tie. But yeah, we are going to roll with Mito Hollyhock in J2. And then J3, I actually have a bunch. One second here. Oh man, Guinness is so good. Okay. FC Osaka and Gifu, over 2.25 goals at 1.9 odds. I don't really understand this line. FC Osaka has 10 goals in 3 games. They've also given up 3. Gifu has 8 goals for and 5 against in 3 games. And we are getting a 2.25 Asian handicap. I honestly don't understand. Let's make this our first 2-unit play. 2 units. I don't understand the line. And I guess with the 0.25, we've got some protection if it's a 1-1 draw type of thing. But I like there to be goals here. They have, I honestly don't understand. I know Osaka, they did score 6 of their 10 last week. But they still had 4 in 2 games prior to that. FC Gifu won 4-3. So again, that's a bit inflated. Then they lost 1-0. But then they won 4-1. So clearly they're capable of scoring and also giving up goals. I don't understand this line. The top scorers in the league, yeah, such limited on the stats here. They list top score, see all. That's all they list is goals. There's 3 players with 3 goals. And it looks like one of them is on FC Gifu. Kosaki Fujioka. He is 29 years old. Wears shirt number 38. That's cool. And then we've got, a guy on Miyazaki with 3. Shu Hoshizawa and Haruto Shirari with FC Ryuku at 3. Haruto looks quite young, 24. There's our first 2-unit play. I don't understand the line. Omiya Artijaw is another play, minus 134 at home against Nara Club. We are going to back them tonight on the money line at a little bit of juice. And Miyazaki Kanazawa is another one, over 2.25 goals. We're going to do at 1.9. This is another weird one. Kanazawa, 3 goals in 3 games. They've given up 12. 12. But they're also scoring a goal a game. I don't understand this one either. I like the other one better. And Miyazaki has 3 goals in 3 games as well, and they've given up 5. I don't... 1-1 draw last week. Lost 2-1. Lost 2-1. And we're getting 2.25 on the total. So we're going to do that. 1 unit to win 0.9. You know what? Let's make it a 2 unit as well. I don't understand both lines. So, got to go... both of those stood out to me, and we are upgrading both to 2-unit plays. Yamaga, we are also going to do on the road money line, plus 120 against the home team Fukushima United. So, that is a bunch of plays. 4 in J3, 2 of them being dealt with 2 units. Only 1 play in J2, but then 2, 4, 5 plays in J1. It's supposed to be a great weekend here. For weather-wise, St. Paddy's Day Sunday. So life is good. We've got 75 minutes until the first game kicks off here tonight. So I'll be monitoring. I'm pretty tired, so I'm not going to be up for the late games, but that 9 o'clock start, I'll definitely be monitoring. So yeah, hope everyone is doing well, and have a great weekend, and let's cash these plays. Take care.